want to be mashpiyim,
either professionally, to be mashpiyim, permit Hashem, to be fathers, to be husbands. And the sugya of hashpa is very, very beautiful, very deep. And during the course of the year, I want to talk about some of the important nekudas in this sugya. The one we're going to begin today, and Mishnah will be able to continue with the next time, is a continuation of where we were at the end last year. We're still under the hashpar of the Kain Gadol coming out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, of Marakain. And the Torah tells us regarding the Kain Gadol, Kain HaGadol Me'echov Asher Yutzak Al Rosh Hashemen HaMishcha, that there's a special mitzvah by the Kain Gadol. The Torah tells us, V'min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, V'lo Yechalel Lechalel Az Mikdash Elokav. The mitzvah of V'min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. The iser for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash, Kinezer Shaman Mishchas Elokovelov Ani Hashem. The one who was anointed as the Kohen Gadol is a special iser of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah in the second parak of Sanhedrin. What exactly are the parameters of this mitzvah? What does it mean Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei? That the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. It's a machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mamish also for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see the Rambam in a second. It's also to leave the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol can't leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's where he is, that's where he must stay. Rabbi Meir learns that the din of Min HaMikdash L'Yetzei really means that he should not go out Mikdushosai. It's a special azhara. Why does the Torah repeat this in this way? It's not for now. But there's a special warning that he should not be metame lemeis. So Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei is not a din in where he lives. It's a din in how he conducts himself. So Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei is not to be metame himself. He should be careful to see to it Shlo Yetzei Mikdushosai, not to violate the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. Now the halach is like of Yehuda. That Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei is to be taken literally. Look on the page you have in front of you. The Rambam is in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin. There are two sides of the page. So the Rambam is Klei HaMikdash, Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin. Ubayis Yilei Muchen B'Mikdash. The Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol has a bayis, a dira, an apartment, which is prepared for him in Beis HaMikdash, v'hanikris lishkas kohen gadol, which was called the lishkas kohen gadol, u'chvoidoi v'sifarto, and the kovod and the tiferes, the kovod, the honor and the glory of the kohen gadol is shiyeh yoshe b'mikdash kol hayom, that he should live the entire day, he should spend the entire day in Beis HaMikdash. What's the makor of the Rambam? I'm not going to go into right now. That he's only allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash Belayla at night, an hour or two during the day. And even his home must be, even his family home, must be in Yerushalayim. And the Rambam ends, Ve'enai zaz misham. He cannot leave Yerushalayim. Ve'enai zaz misham. So there's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol, who is the embodiment or the manifestation, who contains within himself Kedushas Knesses Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Jewish people, to remain in that state, either according to Reb Meir in the state of Kedusha, according to Reb Yehuda, to remain mamish in the Beis HaMikdash, or kol apachas in Yerushalayim, in the place of Kedusha, in order to guard, in order to retain, to hold on to his madrega in Kedusha. The Shemi Shmuel in Parashat Shemini applies this to all Jews at all times and all places. That when a Jew feels that he has attained some degree of Kedusha, whatever that is, the Avayd is l'schazek oid v'oid, to be mechazek himself, shelo lotzeis mikdushos, not to chalila leave that madrega of Kedusha, that home, that dear in the Beis HaMikdash that he has established for himself, that this Jew should be able to remain at least attached to that place of Kedusha in his life. Min HaMikdash lo yetze. This is what I'm talking about. This. Min HaMikdash lo yetze. We're going to see, Mitzvah Shem, I don't know if we'll get to it today, we'll see from the Kedusha Slavi in Parshas Noach, our parasha, that this Mahalach was the Mahalach of Noach East Tzadik. He had to be told the special mitzvah from Hashem, Tzeimen HaTeva. He was living in a world where there was a marble, a world that was being destroyed and that was destroying, that was destructive. And the shita of Noach was to enclose himself, to isolate himself in the Teva, in the Mokum of Kedusha. Min HaMikdash lo yetze. And to remain enclosed and isolated and protected in that world of Kedusha, in the world of the Teva. So, what does this have to do with our sugi of Hashpah? So, Mitzad Echad, we're learning that the Baruch Shalom wants us, of course, to strive for higher and higher levels of Kedusha. And Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze tells us that when we reach Madregas of Kedusha, we have to guard and protect to the best of our abilities the Kedusha that we've reached. Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, to protect ourselves in the Teva of Kedusha. Ubefrat, when it comes to a Jew who has dedicated his life to learning Torah, where for such a person, there's no question that Tif'arta uchvoide shiye yoyshe b'mikdash kol hayom, where right now many of you are zoyche, where the Tiferes and the covet of your lives right now is for you to be able to be yoyshe b'mikdash kol hayom, to be able to live, to sit, to be surrounded by Kedusha the entire day. That's Mitzad Echad. Umi'idach, Mitzad Shemi. There's an achrayas, especially in a generation where there's a marble taking place. There's an achrayas, and there's a natural dechifa that pushes us, that drives us from within ourselves to try to be mashpia on the sweet, to go out of the mikdash, to go out of the teva. Leil Simchas Torah, I spoke to the Oilam and Shul about a remarkable chazal, which says, David HaMelech says, Eshalech l'fnei Hashem ba'aretz ha'yisachai. David HaMelech was asking Hashem, Eshalech l'fnei Hashem ba'aretz ha'yisachai. And the question is, where is he talking about? What's Arzo Sachai? It's very easy to say that it's Eretz Yisrael, and I would just say Eretz Sachai. Let's say Arzo Sachai. So the Chazal say that he was asking Hashem, as halach of Hashem, ba'arzo Sachai, ba'shvakim uberachayavis, in the marketplaces and the streets. The Donal calls them Arzo Sachai, it's a pelvic. The same person who was begging Hashem, and all we've been davening for this entire time of the year is Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemechai. I want to be able to be in the Beis Hashem. And I Mikdash Lo Yetzei, I don't want to leave the holy place. I don't want to leave the Mikdash. I want to be with my chavrusa. I want to be with my family. I want to be. I mean, I'm mikdash lo yetsa. I don't want to go out of the mikdash. I don't want to go out of the teva, especially because it's crazy outside. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to leave the world of kedusha. And the Baruch Shalom wants us, as we learn from the Shem Yishmul, min hamikdash lo yetsa, to hold on to the kedusha of our lives. On the other hand, David HaMelech says to Hashem, es halach lefnei Hashem ba'atzai sechai. Chazal say it means the marketplaces, the malls, the streets, the neighborhoods. That I should be zeicher that when I'm walking out into the world, it should be lifnei Hashem, as half lifnei Hashem. But there is a deep inner need that we feel, especially in a generation of Amabel, dafka to go out of the mikdash, to teach, to be mashpia, to be makarev, to go out of the mikdash. And because of that, there is a voice that we hear inside of our heads and our hearts, it says, Seimen HaTeva. Seimen HaMikdash. Now the truth is that there are those who believe that the Iker is to establish your own place of Kedusha, and by living in a way of Kedusha that somehow it will influence, by way of a Segula, it will influence the Jews around you. Is a Torah from the Meshech Chochma, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. It's coming up next week in the parish. It says in Pasuk, Lech Lecha, Me'artzach, and so on, El Ha'aretz Asha Areka, Hashem Yisbarach tells Avraham Avinu, El Ha'aretz Asha Areka. To the land, go out from your home, also means to go out. El Ha'aretz Asha Areka, to the place that I will show you. So the Meshech Chochma, the Meshech Chochma brings from the Medrash that says that Avraham Avinu was like, the Moshel was of a Kaishla Farsaman, a cup that has Parsim, very delicious smelling scent, perfume. That when you put it in the corner of the room, its fragrance affects the entire room. So the Meshech Chochma explains it and it says, Lech Lecha, Ratzach Emlach, El Ha'arz Asher Areka. He was telling Avraham Avinu, go to that place and be in that place. And I will, and through you being in that place, maybe someone could ask them, tell them this. El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, Areka means I will show you off in that place. El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, that by you just being in that place, you're going to change it. I will model you in that place. I will thank you. I will set you up in that place. El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, so the Meshech Chochma learns it doesn't necessarily mean the pshat to the land that I will show you, but to the land in which I will show you off to others. Asher Areka. So there is such a hashpa. For instance, we know that among the chassidim, there are so many different groups of chassidim that consider themselves to be the yarshim of the way of the Baal Shem. We all know that the Baal Shem HaKadosh, his way was as halach lefnei Hashem ba'atzah sechayim. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh went out to his brothers. Vayetze HaBaal Shem Tov El Echav. He went out to his brothers. He went through all the villages and towns to speak to Jews. And there are those nowadays as well who are descendants of those Talmidei HaBaal Shem who consider themselves Yarshim of the Derech HaBaal Shem, who have taken upon themselves to go out to their brothers. Chabad in particular, of course, that's the mainstay of Chabad, is to go out, or Chabad de Ha'idna, Chabad really beginning more from the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbe and the last Rebbe Schusili. To go out. So everywhere you go in the world, there's a Chabadske waiting for you there. To go out to your brothers. The Shita of Satmar is Bechlal not like that. The Shita of Satmar is to try to establish a fortress of Kedusha, to close the doors, to lock the doors, to put up gates, to have a moat, and to have whatever you could do to protect the Kedusha. Asher Areka. But not that they don't care about other Jews, not that they don't love other Jews, and anybody goes to them, they'll take you in with mamish with a hug and a kiss. Elamai, the inyan is not to go out. The inyan is through our being here and establishing a place of unadulterated Kedusha, we could be mashpia. Like a kais shel afarasim. Like a cup with delicious perfume that can affect the sviva. There are different shittas of hashpah. There are different shittas. There's no question that each and every one of you who wants to be a mashpia, a rebbe, a rav, to be in kiruv, and again, even when it comes to your own family, but especially if you want to be mashpia, there's no question that it's going to be on the cheshbon of your own personal development. That's the mitzvahs. It's going to be on the cheshbon of your own personal development. On the one hand, there'll be tremendous excitement, and there's no greater way to learn than by teaching. And in that respect, it has a good hashpah. On the other hand, just on the most basic, simple level, by having to leave the mikdash of your life, by having to leave the Beis HaMedrash, and by having to leave your study at home, as a result of leaving the mikdash, as a result of leaving the teva, there's no question that you're going to have to make compromises. And there's no question that's going to have a tremendous impact on your own personal growth, just the amount of time that you have to learn. Someone once said to me that the reason that he didn't become a rav is because he wanted to be able to continue learning Torah. That's why he didn't become a rav. The effect of wanting to reach out to others and influence and to teach others is going to be on the cheshbon of the shmiras hamikdash of your own life, on many levels, on the time that you have to learn, the ability to grow in learning, accomplishing in learning, in inyan of kedusha as well. Therefore, there's a maimer that I have over the years ask each and every one of my Talmidim who intend on being Mashpiyim to learn, really to learn in its entirety. We're just going to learn a little tiny piece of it over here now. But if you have a chance, open up the Chassam Sofer on Yerideya. Some of you might have already learned this. There's an introduction in Yerideya, in the Tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer, that's called Pituchei Chosen. The emes is it was written by the Chassam Sofer, but it's the Torah of his father. It's not clear exactly where the father is speaking and where the son is speaking, which is the Chassam Sofer's voice and which is the Chassam Sofer's voice. But we're fine with both of them. Either way, the Pituchei Chosen of the Chassam Sofer is required, absolutely required reading, required learning. What the Tzadikim, the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer are discussing in that maimer is the question of why is Avram Avinu alone referred to in Tanakh as Avram Oyhavi, my beloved? Why the Baruch Shalom calls Avram Avram Oyhavi, the one who I love, my beloved? It's a beautiful, beautiful title. Avram Oyhavi. And the aside of what the Chassam Sofer teaches, the aside of what they teach in Pituchei Chosen, in Nagdama, is the reason that Avram Oyhavi is because Avram Avinu could have reached dazzling, dazzling madrigas in his Avaida, in his level of Nevius, of Nevuah, but he sacrificed his own personal madrigas in order to reach out to the generation, unlike Noach. He gave himself up, not a matter of his own time and his own health, his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he could have potentially achieved in Avodas Hashem, he was prepared to make great sacrifices in order to reach out to the generation, to be mashpia to the generation. And the Baruch Shalom calls him Avram Oyhavi, the one who is beloved to me. Because of this, the Chassam Sofer explains, because of this, Avram Oyhavi, that a man of his stature sitting around drinking with Arabs or walking through the Midbar and having to sit and talk to them about trying to prove to them that there's a Bariyam, that there's a creator. Instead of focusing on the world inside his tent inside the Mikdash, inside the Teva, with Sari Meinu. As a Nefesh Asha also Bechar, he reached out. And the Baruch Shalom, the Chassam Sefer explains Ksav Sefer, the Baruch Shalom teaches us through Avraham Avinu that such a person who does that is the most beloved in his eyes, Aleph and Beis. The Baruch Shalom says, I promise you, you're not going to lose out. Not then, not even in your Madregas and Ruchnis, you're not going to lose out. Let's just look a little bit at some of the words of the Pituchei Chayisim on the page. If Avraham Avinu would have lived the life, if he would have followed the shita of Chanoch, Chanoch was a person who was mishalachim elokim, like Noach. He closed himself up with God. He lived with Hashem. And that's it. And he separated himself from the entire generation, Chanoch and Noach. Ki ima Avraham Avinu wa l'shom haya oisa kasha oza Chanoch lezboidit atma mecheves b'nei Adam. His alagam huli yasme malachei el. Now we know that Chanoch went up and he left this world mamish alive. He became a malach, whatever that means. He was transformed into a malach because of his dveikas b'Hashem. So the Chassam Sofer says, Avraham Avinu could have been a bigger malach than Chanoch. He had bigger kishreinus. He could have become a bigger malach than Chanoch. If he would have separated himself from society, his alagam hulias me malachei kel. Avraham Avinu could have also been a malach. Va'ashaloy also came. He did not do that. Hu ki his boinin b'chachmasai. Because Avraham Avinu, with his chachma, understood. He reached the understanding. Kiloy be'ela chefetz Hashem. Kiloy be'ela chafetz Hashem. That's not the rotzen Hashem. She'yashlim ha'odem es nafshay levad. Now, if you know the life of the Chassam Sofer, that's mamish about himself. The Ratzon Hashem is not just that you should be mashlim yourself. Shiashlim es nafshei levad. Ves anshei dora yashir achrav, and that you should leave the rest of your generation behind you. Tarbus anoshim chatoim machisei Hashem. As Jews who are sinning and machisei Hashem and angering Hakadosh Baruch. Which is exactly what happened in our parasha at this time. That these tzaddikim, who we know nothing about, what did they accomplish? These tzaddikim, all we know is that they were great tzaddikim, but they had this special relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they became halacha, whatever it is. The whole parish is strange. It's about Nephilim, Malachim, they become humans, they become Malachim. We don't know what it means. But one thing is clear. We don't know of anything that became of them. And we see that what they did leave behind was a Dharmabu, the Do'enes, the Dharmabu, Avodah Zorah, Tum, our Gilarayas, Shvichas Damim. And the Yisayin has a limit, Yisayin. So where did I from, you know, from where did Avraham Avinu learn that this is not the Ratzon Hashem? Avraham Avinu was studying current events. Avraham Avinu was looking, was misbeinin at what was happening. And the Yisayin hazeh limed oisai, and his experiences taught him. Ki toiv la'odim lema'et b'hashlomas nafshai, that Hashem prefers that the individual is mema'et b'hashlomas nafshai, sacrifices to some degree, obviously there's a Shia, but makes personal sacrifices as far as his own Mikdash is concerned, as far as his Hashlomas HaNefesh, his own Hashlom is concerned, his own perfection is concerned. Laman Revois Kvayt Hashem. In order to be Marbe Kvayt Hashem. Lamait is Mordov, to try to cause there to be less of those in the world who are rebelling against Hashem. And to increase Avdei Hashem in the world, those who are serving Hashem, and those who know Hashem in the world. Look at what he says. What does man in effect add? Im Yosef Malach Echad al Alfei Rehobos Malachi Malam. So what did Chanuch do? He made another Malach. The Baruch Shem has tons of Malachim. It's very, very, from all the davening of Shalim Kippur, it's very labor that go up there. There's a lot of Malachim. A lot of Malachim. I don't know what they're doing all the time, there's a lot of Malachim. So Chassam Sofer says, so you became a Malach. Like the famous verse from the Kotzke, it says, Mishpatim Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li. I want you to be men of holiness, the Kotzke said. I already have Malachim. Kotzke said that to a chassid that was fasting a lot and doing all kinds of. He says, Anshei Kodesh. The Baruch Shem has plenty of Malachim. He wants you to be a human being who's holy. Anshei Kodesh. So Chassam Sofer says, Ma'ite Ma'yosef Adam, and Yosef Malach Echad al Alfei Revavus Malachim Allah. Fine. So Chanuch became another Malach. Not that I'm Chassid Shalom saying it's not a nice thing. But he became another Malach. Chalei Hashem Boiru Mamzi Kehena B'Chehena Chadashna B'Karim. The Malachim, the Baruch Shem is creating all the time. The Malachim all the time. New Malachim all the time. And if this would be the behavior of all the Yichidei Skula, now, of course, in every generation we have certain individuals, they live that way. But if it would be like that by all the tzaddikim, by all the chachamim, then you'd have one holy Jew, and the rest of the world is a mess. Everything else is ruined. The whole world. Skipping. You have to see the whole ma'amar. For ha'oiches b'midah zu, but the one who is oiches in this midah of Avraham Avinu, you could do the whole thing like in half hour, 45 minutes. But it's kedai, very kedai. Ha'oiches b'midah zu, but the one who holds on to the midah of Avraham Avinu to go out from his mikdash, from his teva, from his tent. For ha'oiches b'midah zu, mara ahavasa el Hashem b'yesa se'esa b'yesa ois. He demonstrates his love for Hashem. B'yesa se'es v'yesa ois. Ki miderech oyhei v'samelach, because it's the way of the one who truly loves the king, l'samitz l'ishtadu b'chal ha'efshu l'hachnis m'leon tachas ol malchusa, to bring others around to love the king as well. To bring others that they should have the privilege, the schus, of serving the king, of being close to the king. Really, the Rambam brings that in Sefer Mitzvot at the beginning, the third mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. The Rambam says the inyan of Ahav Ahavtes Hashem Lekecha is you should be ma'ahev him al habriyos. You should cause him to be loved by others. V'ahavta is a poel. V'ahavtes Hashem Lekecha. Bring around others. Not only you should love him, bring others to love him. Look in the Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam learns this. The pshat in the mitzvah. To be marber more and more avodim, to bring more, to be part of the malchus. And since Avraham Avinu came to this mida on his own, before Hashem Yisbach even told him such a thing, just by studying, by thinking, by looking, and by loving Hashem, and wanting to bring others to have the schus of loving Hashem and being loved by Hashem. Rak misichlo midaitai omad b'roish kol chutzais. As halach v'nei Hashem, where? Ba'atzai sechaim, omad b'roish kol chutzais. He went out to the street. Omad b'roish kol chutzais. He went out to the street. Bonim Mizbochais Vekar B'Shem Hashem. And everywhere he went, he built Mizbochais, and he was calling out B'Shem Hashem. And even though he was such a Bal Madregi, he was such a Kaddish, such a Tzaddik, and B'teva, he wanted to have nothing to do with any of this, to be totally mufris, to be parish from the whole generation, to sit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the state of Tveikis, in the Migdash, and to reach higher and higher Madregis of Nevuah. He gave that up. And he went out, the Korah B'Shem Hashem, and he had to be with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, all kinds of the lowest people, and to talk to them about that there's a God, like Chazal say in the Medrash, to teach them to say brachos, and to teach them Aleph Beis, whatever he was doing. Hemid Talmidim Harbe. And he began to accumulate many, many talmidim. As we know from the pasuk, as a nefesh asher b'chorim, that he was megay geirim, and sorry, man, it was being megay the geirim. Therefore, it befits him to be called Avram Ayahavi, the Ayahavi Shal HaMelech Yisbar Shemai. Zera Avram Ayahavi. Uchugomul Navshay Heshiv LaHashem. And in exchange for this, and reward for this great love that he showed Hashem, Heshiv LaHashem, V'cholof Ahavos El Hashem, V'chelof Ahavos El Hashem, Hayahavas Hashem Eilu. Because of his great love, Avraham Avinu's great love for Hashem, Hashem Yisbarach showed him great love in return. That's the way of Ahava. V'zeu shehidiyon Yisbarach Shemai bi'amrai, ki yedativ. That's why it says in Pasuk, ki yedativ. And here yediyah, as the Mefarshim will explain, means, yedativ means ahavtiv. I know Avraham Avinu, meaning das means attachment and love. Because all Avraham Avinu thinks about all day long is how to give my existence over to his children, to his family, to others. To guard and to live in the way of Hashem. The whole life of the Chassam Sofer, what he got himself involved in, what he had to do. Now he had to leave the Mikdash to go out to rescue the generation, Chassam Sofer. This is a Musa Haskel HaShalom. This is a Musa Haskel to the person who is looking for Shleimus. Im Omer Yoyme Eved HaIvri Choshka Nafshi Bashem. If there's a servant of God who says, my Choshka Nafshi Bashem, my entire Cheshik is only for God. And all I want to do is to get close to Hashem. My learning, my davening, my mitzvahs, my avodah. How could I give up my own shleimus, my own dveikus to Hashem, in order to help my friend? The answer is Divrei Chazal. Harbe lamarti mirabaisai v'yoyse mechaveirai u'mitalmidai yoyse mekulam. There's much that I've learned from my Rebbeim, even more from my friends, and even more from my students. Hashem wants that. Hayipolei me'Hashem dover. Now here is the second thing that I said. The Chassam Sofer first teaches us that the Ratzon Hashem is to go out, to be mashpia. It doesn't mean, of course, without any gedarim, we're going to talk about that. But the Ratzon Hashem is to go out, to give up your shleimus. The second nekuda is, and that person is the most loved, the second nekuda is that Hashem makes a promise to those who love him and who he loves, that he'll fill in the missing spaces in their ruchnis. Hashem's book says, I'll take care of what's missing. You think it's too difficult for Hashem, it's too wondrous for Hashem to be memale what? Lamalis l'cha shleimus nafshecha, ma she'echsart l'chvayt shmai, that you had to give up time from your learning, you had to give up time from your davening and so on. You think that as a result of that you're going to lose out, that Hashem's not going to fill it in? Ata asei es asher tzuveis ala aseis. The Baruch Shalom says, you do what I want you to do. You go and be mashpia. Lil moi das es ha'am, to teach the nation, to teach Am Yisrael. V'Hashem yaseh shaloi. And let the Baruch Shalom take care of your of filling in what's missing in your ruchnis. Hashem yaseh es shaloi. She is b'ach Chassam Sofer also. There's hafladik. Had the Chassam Sofer, if you look at the schedule of the Chassam Sofer, of how his time was spent, an average day in the life of the Chassam Sofer, which we have from his Talmidim. He was out in the open from morning till night. If you look at the Rambam, how he lived his life. We know this from the letter of his Talmud, the letter to his Talmud. We know how they lived. We don't understand how it's possible that the Chassam Sofer, who was Yoyman Velayla, was Torah, was Osik with other Jews and communities and fighting against the Reform and Ed Haskal and everything that he was involved in, that the Chassam Sofer was able to be the Chassam Sofer. It's not something which could be understood. But the Rambam was the Rambam. It's not something that could possibly be understood. There could be such a thing. There wasn't time. The Chassam Sofer also gave Shirim. He was the Rosh Yeshiva, also in Presbury. The Chassam Sofer was the Rosh Yeshiva. That was the Hungarian model of Rabban. It was to be Rav and Rosh Yeshiva. We don't know how it's possible. How did he write his shoes? When did he write his shoes? Don't know how it's possible. He also, when did he write? And then all the drushes, and then his Shirim and Chavis Levavis. And then he wrote poetry, Shiras Moshe. We don't know how it's possible. I mean, not talking about the Rambam already says a long time ago, said the Kippur. The Chassam Sofer is not so long. Even in our generation, I'm not going to start saying this name or that name, because then everybody will say, why not that one? I don't want to start. In our generation, Tzaddikim, they were Isikim, Amish, Yom Velay, they were true them with the people. I'll say a few names. Rabbi Avad Yosef, Zechat Tzadar Zavrach, the Kozumberg Rebbe Sussilin, the Lubavitch Rebbe Sussilin. The productivity in Ruchni is in their own shlemus, in their learning is something which mamish not v'derech hateva, how they were able to accomplish. And they were Yom Velay, a little bit earlier, Rabbi Chaim Eiser, the Chavetz Chaim. They were true them Yom V'Layla with Eden, with women who are complaining that the cow's not giving milk, you understand? With Shalom Bayis, Rabbi Chaim Eiser's house was totally hefker. Rabbi Chaim Brisker, it's not like the Heintek of Briskers that once a day they come out and they'll nod their head to somebody. Rabbi Chaim Brisker's house was totally hefker. There were people that just moved in there. They used to, all over on the walls of his house, there were announcements, if you want to buy this, you can look here, like, you know. People would put setlach all over his house. He had notes. People would put notes for advertisements. That's how Rabbi Chaim Brisker lived. Hefke. How did he become Rabbi Chaim Brisker? Such a lady. We don't understand. So there's a gift. Vashem Yasa Shaloi. The Chassam Sofer explains that's what it means. Hamachasa ani me'avram. Do you think I'm going to keep secrets from Avram Avinu? Do you think that because he loves me, and he gave up of himself, and he gave up of being a bigger Navi, he gave up of being a Malach, he gave up all the things for my sake. Hamachasa anima Avram is Hashem. You think I'm going to cover from him? I'm going to deprive him of being close to me, of achieving Madregis and Nevuah? Hamachasa anima Avram? That's what I'm going to do? Asay ritzayna ki ritzayncha, vu yasa ritzayncha ki ritzayna. Don't worry. You do what he wants you to do, he'll do what you want. Lemalus nafshecha miyidias hashleimus, to fill your soul miyidias hashleimus. Biyasper kol chazman hamuat, and miracle will happen in the little time that you have. Lahasig hasagas rabbis from nizgavas agyoyisem echdei yichayla sichlecha. You'll be able to understand in a miraculous way, much, much more than your mind naturally would have been able to understand, to grasp on its own. Your mind and heart will open up in smaller amount of time. You'll be able to grasp more and more. You'll be able to understand more, and to reach madregas that normally would have taken you much longer, but because you gave up that time, you'll be able to achieve infinitely more. I just happened to see this yesterday, so I'll end with this now. But if you could hold on to the pages, all right, the page, not to lose it, bring it next time. You know, you heard of Reb Mendel Vorka? Reb Mendel Vorka is Reb Yitzchak Vorka's son. He had Rabbi Yaakov Dov was the Amshnavim, and Reb Mendel Vorka was Rebbe for 40 years, and we only know 8 Torahs that he said. That's more than I say on one Shabbos Lahav, do you understand? The 8 Torahs, but each one is like a bomb. He was quiet. By his chassidim, by the Tish, where we have stories of what was going on, the tshuva and the crying, but he came out, didn't speak with Mendel Vorka. Came out, didn't speak. So I'm going to share with you, it takes around 30 seconds, I'll share with you one of the 8 tires. Listen. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Mendel Vorka said, the Gemara says in Shabbos, V'shosh shetikin shalma erivin until sidayim, yotza baskal v'armra b'niyim chacham libcha yismach libi gamani. That Hashem, that when Shlomo Melch made the takana of erivin, of eriv chetzeres, of erivin, and the tilsi daim to wash for bread. Yotza baskal, a baskal came out for Shemaim. He says, "Bini, my Hashem said, if my child is chacham, if you're smart, then your father, my father, Hashem says, I'm also, I'm happy that I have such a smart son." So the Rebbe Mendel Vorka said like this: Ki mitzvah erevin he his arvus in bnei ha'adam b'chibi iman. What's the mitzvah of erevin? Erevin means to mix. Erevin means that Jews can get together with one another, right? With the chatzeres, they could meet, they could get together. You could cross over, you can go. Erev tchum and erev chatzeres. Erevin means that a lashon of being misarev, to mix one Jew with another, to have a relationship with other people. So he says, so erevin means the mitzvah of erevin means his arvus in bnei ha'adam b'chibi iman. Umi'idach mitzvahs netil sedaim is behepach. On the other hand, the mitzvah of tilsa daim says the opposite, which is lehiskadish velifresh velito yodim and ha'olam. It means what? Kedushim and amikdash layetze. It means to retreat from the world, to wash your hands of the world. Kedushim. To be separate. He says, l'char, these look like two takanas that are tied to this aspect. Right? The two takanas look like they're opposite, the contradicting one, each, the conflicting one with the other. Erevin means davka to go out to other Jews, to meet other Jews, Erev Chatzeres, Tchumen, and so on, to mix. Netil Sedai means to be notul, to be removed from the world. Ach takon ishlem ha'isa shi'yah ha'demekayim shnei mitzvah sa'isas ha'lolu b'vasachis ba'adai adadi. Rebbe Dlavorka says, the reason that Abaskal came out was this is a gewaldige thing that Shlomo Melech was able to bring in, what appears to be a contradiction. But each and every one of us, he says, in our lives, must do this simultaneously. Ka'af b'hayayis ha'mahur of mechuv b'chavetz b'nei adam. That at the same time that you reach out to the Jews and you're among other Jews and you must speak in other Jews, that internally, in a very deep way, you're able to wash your hands of this world, not to be affected or influenced by the outside world. To live among people, but to be separated from people. That's a vart from a Mordi Vart. How do you do that? Right, so, Mr. Hashem, next time we'll continue. We'll learn the Torah from the Kedushas Levi, Parashas Noach. You can take a look at it already. You'll enjoy it. He talks about two types of tzaddikim. There's the Avraham Avinu model of the tzaddik, and there's the Noach. So we'll talk about that in Mr. Hashem next time, and we'll discuss more and more how to try to balance those two. Yishkar.
Share. So and then like it takes an hour to get someone gets high and leave her.